STEM jobs, plumbing, electricians, things of that sort, there's going to be such a wide gap by 2031 that there's going to be a dependency almost on robots to do these jobs because there's already a huge gap that's not being filled. And so what we want to do is everyone is not fit for college. Everyone doesn't want to go to college. So why not, you know, look into STEM things that are trade areas, electricians. We're going to need over 10,000 electricians within the next 5 to 10 years. Plumbers, things of that sort. So yeah, science, technology, math, and I want to say English. Yeah, so things of this sort. Librarians, you need, where we are now, you need these type of roles fulfilled, and it doesn't always require a 4-year bachelor's degree or, you know, 6 years master's degree. Some of these fields need to be filled immediately. So we want to introduce the children in which the population over here is the underserved community. And so we want to make sure that they're seeing all of the options that they have moving forward into secondary, post-secondary school.
Yeah. I'd have a plumber over to the house a little. This was last year, I think, sometime. But he's screwing down there. And he's like, I'm trying to get my kid into it. You know, he's chatting with me. So you're like, you're a news guy, right? He's like, I guarantee I make more than you do. And I'm just trying to tell him.
They make bank. Literally, and it's only literally, like I said, 2 years of trade school. Yeah. Sometimes maybe three, depending on if you're going to have a specific, you know, set of skills. You want to go a little bit deeper. You want to do industrial, residential, and maybe a little bit different in school.
I think you mentioned trucking in there, too. I did a study just this
absolutely.
Morning.
Yes, absolutely.
There's an AI. They're starting to do testing on 35 with AI self-driving trucks. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And I talked to a guy who, like, he designed the software. And we did that story this morning. He said, like, I think 80,000. They're expecting a shortage of 80,000 truckers.
Yes.
And so, yeah, it's one of those where, like, these are jobs that they need to fill.
Yeah. I, like I said, 10,000 electricians, and I think that's even short. I want to say overall, I was looking at a post a little bit ago, and it was saying it lists a bunch of jobs where there's going to be 30 to 50,000 people of shortage. And so you want to really start to get into AI is a booming place right now. It's a booming field. So before it gets to AI being the future of running things, humans still have to, you know, go in and set the AI up. They still have to manufacture it. So kids are the future. And I heard that growing up, and here I am with the future of kids. So you really just want to start watering their minds so that they see that there are extra options. They only see certain things here, but you want to make sure that they see that there are a plethora of things that they could be doing once they leave school.